The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is Mint Light Morning Shot, and I am Shohini Sen. Good morning. Here's a roundup of the news you can use before you start your day. There are some encouraging signs in the fight against the pandemic, with new global infections slowing sharply, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. There were 2.7 million new COVID-19 cases in the week ended February 14, the lowest since October. The death toll is also beginning to ease, but at a less dramatic pace. Meanwhile, the United Nations is pushing for a worldwide vaccination effort. In the UK, scientists are set to carry out the world's first study to deliberately expose volunteers to the new coronavirus to speed research. Indian companies are expected to dole out an average increment of 7.3% to employees this year amid faster-than-expected economic recovery and revival in business and consumer confidence, according to a survey. The first phase of the 2021 Workforce and Increment Trends Survey by Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu India also said the average increment this year will be higher than the 4.4% seen in 2020, but lower than the 8.6% given by companies in 2019. As many as 92 companies that participated in the survey plan to give an increment in 2021 compared to only 60% last year. The survey covered around 400 organizations spread across 7 sectors and 25 subsectors. Out of the 60% companies that gave an increment in 2020, a third of them did that through off-cycle increments. Among the companies that did not give an increment in 2020, only about 30% planned to compensate employees for the previous year through higher increments or bonuses. The United Arab Emirates is dismantling parts of a military base it runs in the East African nation of Eritrea after it pulled back from the grinding war in nearby Yemen, satellite photos analyzed by the Associated Press show. The UAE built a port and expanded an airstrip in Assab beginning in September 2015, using the facility as a base to ferry heavy weaponry and Sudanese troops into Yemen as it fought alongside a Saudi-led coalition against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels there. But the country, once praised as Little Sparta by former US Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, appears to have found the limits of its military expansion in Yemen's teammate conflict, experts say. After it withdrew troops from the conflict, the satellite photos show it began shipping off equipment and tearing down even newly built structures. Emirati officials did not respond to questions from the AP. Singapore Exchange is exploring mergers and acquisitions to drive its ambitions as a multi-asset exchange. The BOS has operations in place across asset classes and now will concentrate on bolstering them, Chief Executive Officer Lo Boon Chee said in an interview on Wednesday. That means seeking deals that bulk up the foreign exchange, fixed income, data and capital markets connectivity businesses. SGX had previously set a goal to have the fixed income currencies and commodities segment along with data, connectivity and indices double revenues by about 2025. It may reach that goal before the initial target date, he said, adding the segments combined could account for 50% of the revenue by then. The BOS is hardly a newcomer on the M&A front. Since the beginning of 2020 alone, it has entered a flurry of deals to boost its non-equity businesses, most recently announcing joint ventures to spin off its bond trading platform and provide digital asset infrastructure. The brutal cold snap that has frozen Texas hasn't only numbered unprepared people to the bone, thousands of turtles have been caught off guard too, reports Reuters. Thousands of sea turtles unused to the plunge in temperatures have been washing up on the beaches of South Padre Island off the southern coast of Texas. Volunteers have brought some 4,700 of them to a convention center, where they are being kept in tubs and enclosures before they can be released when the water is warmer. According to Conservation Center Sea Turtle, normally only 100 or 500 turtles wash up on the beaches in South Texas each winter. Millions of Texans have been left without heat due to energy blackouts in the state, triggered by a cold spell in which both air and water temperatures have dropped well below typical levels. A decorated 12th century Islamic bathhouse filled with geometric motifs and skylights has emerged from the walls and vaulted ceilings of a popular tapas bar in Seville, Spain, reports The Guardian. Last summer, the owners of the Cervecería Giralda decided to take advantage of local roadworks and the coronavirus pandemic to set about a long-delayed renovation. Although local legend and odd historical document had suggested the site may once have been an ancient hammam, most people had assumed that Giralda's retro look was down to the Islamic revival style, in which the architect Vincent Traver built the bar and hotel above it in the early 1920s. The explorations, however, soon uncovered an exquisite piece of design dating back to the 12th century when the Almohad Caliphate ruled much of what is now Spain and Portugal, as well as a large swath of North Africa. You are listening to Mint Light Morning Shot with Shohini Sen. You can reach out to me on Twitter at Shohini Sen or on Facebook and Instagram at HD Smartcast. And to listen to more such podcasts, do log on to hdsmartcast.com.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.